WAWOTA, the Wawota United Church was treated to a musical ensemble before church last Sunday. The service was a tribute to music and its place in our worship. Throughout the service, we sang 22 songs. I visited with another Ukrainian family who has relocated to Canada last week. They are Serhii Klimov and his wife Oksana Klimova. They live in a suite at the senior apartments. They have a grown son in Toronto. Congratulations to all those responsible for the ever-popular haunted house at the Wawota Hotel. The Wawota Public Library Book Club met at the Wawota Village Inn on October 24. They discussed their latest book, The Education of Augie Morasty by Auguste Morasty and David Carpenter. It was an insight into residential schools. Susan Davidson has returned home after a two-week trip to Kingston, NS. She visited with Sister Trudy and Ed Miller. Sympathy to the family and friends of Doug Linder. He passed away on October 15 at the age of 84 years. He leaves his wife Elsie and sons Terry, Peggy, and Kevin, Marnie, and their families. He was a son to Clarence and Mary Linder and a brother to Marge, Josie, Phil, all deceased, and Reg. A funeral will be planned in the future. Visiting with Shirley Corkish were Jeff Corkish, Owen and Mason from Cottage Grove, Min. They were here for their annual hunting. Betty Walker, who has spent the last few years as a resident of the Sunrise Villa in Merrifield, is now a resident of Deerview Lodge in Wawota. A new business has opened in Wawanisa, Man, with the grand opening on November 5. It is Beauty.by. Hannah and the proud owner is Hannah Johnson from Wawota. Congratulations to her.